From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
It's the one thing every wine drinker thinks they know. You've got to pair red wine with beef. But it's a pretty good bet that most wine drinkers know little about the science behind it. Where's the beef in the Cabernet? After this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
High tannins found in red wine are also known as oral astringents. You know, the kind of thing that makes you pucker, like a persimmon, or accidentally getting a little deodorant on the tip of your tongue. This astringent quality tends to elicit a rough or dry taste, which is on the exact opposite end of the taste spectrum from substances with fatty or slippery qualities, like steak. This conclusion was recently published in the Journal of Current Biology. The study's author, Paul Breslin of Rutgers University and the Monell Chemical Senses Center, says the opposition between fatty and astringent sensations allows us to eat fatty foods more easily if we also ingest astringents with them. The researchers found that a variety of astringent foods, including wine, tea, sorbets, and pickles, tends to build that sensation of roughness or dryness with every bite or sip, creating that perfect balance. So on the flip side, constantly taking a drink of water with your meal only serves to wash away the astringency in your mouth that was doing such a good job of complementing that nicely marbled New York strip. I say, quench your thirst first, then bring on the beef and Bordeaux. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.